Violence against women and children continues unchecked in Darfur, the UN's top humanitarian envoy told reporters in the Sudanese capital Khartoum on Tuesday, calling the situation in Darfur a security crisis rather than a humanitarian crisis. Eglin charged that civilians are increasingly at risk.
I've just witnessed how bad it has become again in Darfur in the last few months. In the Jerayda area in South Darfur, tens of thousands of people have been displaced in the last weeks and months alone. And it is continuing in a relentless way. And what is happening is that armed men attack defenseless women and children. This is not a war between armed soldiers. This is a war between those who use arms to abuse and attack civilians.
Eglin says tempers among Darfur's displaced people are beginning to flare as they demand United Nations intervention in the region. The Sudan government has refused calls for a UN peacekeeping force. On Monday, the UN official left the Kalma camp for internally displaced Darfuris when residents began attacking UN vehicles. Residents later hacked to death a translator from the African Union peacekeeping force. Despite the problems, Eglin said there is still hope for peace in the region following the signing of a peace agreement between Darfuri rebels and the Sudan government last week. Some observers have charged that the agreement is doomed to failure because two of the rebel factions have refused to sign on to the deal. Eglin said the coming weeks in Darfur will be critical.
This is the moment of truth. This is the critical phase. This is when we either turn towards something better or something worse. The next few weeks will be fateful. I do foresee a lot of tension, a lot of problems, a lot of uphill now for all of us. But I think we're heading towards something better. To continue like now is really a disaster scenario.
Eglin's visit comes in the wake of severe food shortages as donors have pledged less money to the ravaged region. President George Bush on Monday asked the U.S. Congress for an additional $225 million in emergency food aid for Darfur. The fighting in Darfur, now in its third year, started when armed militias began attacking rebel groups in the region. Critics say the militias, called Janjaweed, have government support, but Khartoum denies this. Tens of thousands have died and some 2 million more have been displaced in what the U.S. calls genocide. Noel King for VOA News Khartoum.